Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Enigma Fishing, Cast, Catch, Repeat. Visit Anderson, South Carolina, home of beautiful Lake Hartwell. Phoenix Boats, experience the difference. And by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now, here's lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the BassPro.com Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series presented by Bass Pro Shops and the tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, a High School National Championship, the College National Championship, and the College Bracket, leading to the Bassmaster Classic. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are, and for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation Club, visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Nation tab. The best way to communicate with the show, to post your pictures or tell us your stories or just comment on the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag BassRadio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the watch button at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. And now we've added a new element to Bassmaster Radio, and that's our video feed that you can find at Bassmaster.com/radio or go to Bassmaster.com and click on the watch tab and then click on Bassmaster Radio. Now, as we speak, 100 Elite Series Pros kicked off the 2021 season at the AFCO Bassmaster Elite on the St. Johns River. You can follow all the action on Bassmaster Live at Bassmaster.com and on FS1. Days 1 and 2 are exclusively at Bassmaster.com. Then Saturday and Sunday morning coverage of the leaders shifts to FS1 beginning at 8 with afternoon coverage at Bassmaster.com. Of course, Bassmaster.com will have alternate coverage as well of the rest of the field in the mornings on Saturday and Sunday. Now, hopefully, you have gotten into Rapala fantasy fishing, and joining us from Rapala today is Rapala USA Director of Marketing, Matt Jensen. Then, well, it's been quite a week for second-year elite Buddy Gross, and that was before the tournament started. Buddy will explain and talk about his expectations for this year as well. And then Bassmaster Publications Executive Editor Brian Brasher will join us with his thoughts on the beginnings of this historic season. So grab a cup of coffee and jump on board as we pull this show away from the dock. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Five fish for 22 pounds even, becoming a two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year.
Hi, I'm Gerald Swindle, Bassmaster member. I don't care if I'm in California, Oregon, or France. If I see a bass sticker in a window of a truck or a car, I got something in common with that person. Why don't you come join me and you be a member?
Get these free gifts when you join today, a $50 value. Go to Bassmaster.com/join and become a member of America's leading bass fishing organization.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham. And I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats built by anglers for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
I am Welcome back, Phoenix Boats, Bassmaster Radio. And how about starting out today's show with Matt Jensen? He's the director of marketing from Rapala. And, you know, Rapala Fantasy Fishing has just become huge. I know a bunch of you have jumped on board here with this first event of the year, the AFCO Elite at the St. John's River. And it's just gone to another level with Rapala. And Matt joins us now. Matt, welcome to the show. How are you, man?
I am awesome and proud to be a part of the first segment of the show, man. This is it's exciting. I'm so excited for a new 2021 season.
Let me ask you a question. Do the guys around the Rapala offices, the factory, and everything else, do they play Rapala Fantasy Fishing? I mean, I know they probably can't win prizes, but do you guys get involved in it yourself? Have a little office pools and things like that?
Oh, absolutely. We have our own pool. We have a Rapala VMC pool, and we're a global company, so we have shared our pool with our Canadian team, our European team, our Australia team. Our goal is to have everybody paying attention to Bassmaster and the Rapala Fantasy Fishing game. So it's fun. I mean, bragging rights are just as fun as winning product.
Yeah, and I would think that, yeah, the bragging rights are great. I mean, that's we have a Beat the Host group for Bassmaster Radio that people can join as well, and they can win great prizes right here on in our group of Fantasy Fishing. But the other part of it is, too, with the expanded TV coverage now, with the FS1 covering 3 hours on a Saturday morning, 3 hours on a Sunday morning, live TV from the tournaments and the conversation that goes on about Rapala Fantasy Fishing. I mean, this is just a no-brainer, I would think, for Rapala to be involved in fantasy fishing, and it really expands the exposure for the brand.
It does, and that's why, you know, it's been such a fun partnership. We started this push on fantasy fishing last year, and we grew the numbers, and everyone was dealt with a very interesting, challenging 2020, and I think it just with the organic growth in fishing and to bring more fun to the sport while you guys have the Bassmaster Elite events, I think it's something that consumers just eat up. It's a way to stay engaged with fishing, learn more about anglers, and we have a lot of Rapala pro staff, but it's fun to learn about every angler and, you know, who's on their home water, who's got an advantage because it's a flip and bite versus a jerkbait bite. Like it's fun for people to be involved and learn more about the anglers.
How exciting is it for you guys when you see some fish catching going on and you could recognize that lure that the guy is using? He may or may not mention it. It may or may not be a Rapala pro staff guy. You got a ton of them, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden you see a guy and he's popping a DT6, you know, in a demon color out of the mouth of that bass. And you're like, oh yeah, I know what he's throwing. That's got to be pretty neat.
It's super exciting. And I think that's why the sport has gone to a whole new level. And that's why it's fun, you know, to promote it both with fantasy fishing as well, because the consumers they're really showing that people pay attention. They pay attention every tournament. They want it. They want to learn. They want to see what the highlights are. And then they go buy product. And that's, you know, our goal is to continue to come out with new product that is, geared for these tournament anglers. Because if you do that, the general consumer can buy our product and catch more fish. And it's, you know, so it's exciting on the branding side for Rapala. But at the same time, we're investing in our pros. We're investing in Bassmaster. And it's a really fun partnership.
And it happens over and over again. Matt Jensen with us here from Rapala, where a guy mentions a lure on Bassmaster Live and boom, it's gone. I remember texting Gerald Swindle. I mentioned the DT6 in the Demon Color, and he was wrecking him on Gunnersville with that. And he mentions it, or he says it in an article or whatever, and I text him immediately. I'm like, will you stop talking about that thing? I can't buy one anymore. I mean, the relationship between a pro saying it and they fly off the shelves, whether it's direct at the Rapala site, Rapala.com site, or through, you know, Tackle Warehouse or whoever it is that they buy their favorite lures from, it happens immediately. It's incredible.
It does. And, like, these key guys, I mean, they're, you know, I joke around the office. I said, you should get a bonus if you don't have Gerald Swindle on your fantasy team because he's so popular that nobody can get in that bucket and not pick Gerald Swindle. Yeah. But, it happened to end the year with Bassmaster. Seth Fighter won a truck on the OG Slim, and we haven't stopped hearing about it, and we still can't catch up. You know, we got a new crankbait called OG Slim, and honestly, that that bait with a guy like Seth Fighter ending the year winning a truck, it's like, okay, this is the real deal. And let's go have some fun with this and keep promoting it. So it's pretty exciting. And fantasy fishing just takes it all to another level. I mean, we're giving away $25,000 in prizes this year, and that turns people's heads. They're like, wow, there's 20 winners every single tournament.
Yeah. Now, as the season gets started here on the St. John's River, you know, you guys have a new color out of the X-Wrap prop, a beautiful topwater deal, and it's called Florida Gold. And I'm looking at that thing right now, and that looks just like that golden shiner in Florida. Certainly the feather is key. I think that's part of it, but you know, color matters. And some people think color doesn't matter, you know, just get in front of the fish, but color is a big part of it. And that Florida Gold is sweet.
It's awesome. And that extra prop has gained its own reputation in Florida for the early tournaments in the year. You know, typically there's always a start in Florida, and sometimes, you know, Rapala has realized that some of the most important new products we can bring to market are new colors just from listening to the pros. And that's what happened. Our pros fishing on the Elite Series came up and said, you have an amazing product. We use this bait all the time, but you're missing two colors. And we have a couple new colors in that X-Wrap prop. It's going to be hot during the year. We're actually, you know, we're promoting it very heavily in this first tournament because it's the right timing for a topwater bait like that. And so it'll be exciting. Yeah, that X-Wrap prop's an awesome bait. It's a proven one.
And these pros do get very, very invested in it. I know Mike Iaconelli is one of your guys that gets, I mean, he's got a whole line of colors that are specific, you know, to him in the crankbaits. And those colors, it really is, you know, it's not something they're just messing around with. These are things that they really believe in. Confidence is so important, but it also makes a difference. I know you guys do the studies and so on. You'll see, they look at video, you'll see a fish swim up to something and swim away from it, and other lures or other colors or something they haven't seen, they'll jump all over it.
Yeah, these, you know, the pros are basically scientists on the water. I mean, it's their career. We have to believe in them. We have to trust in them. And, you know, the best thing we can do is listen and work hard to just keep developing products that are going to be, you know, better for every angler. And if it's right for the best on the water, it's going to be an amazing product for anybody listening. So we're excited. It's going to be a super fun year.
You know, and it's really cool at Rapala.com. It's very easy to shop all of the product lines, VMC, Suffix line, which I fish, the Storm Glide base. I mean, you know, I saw, you know, Brandon Polinick have so much success with that. And I'm like, I got to have a couple of those. And you put those in your arsenal. But some of the thing is, too, you look at certain baits. I mean, I know I snagged a couple of topwater, you know, stick baits that are listed under the saltwater category, but you want that big stick bait sometimes, and it maybe it's listed over there. You almost got to shop everything to see, because there are some applications of certain lures that might say it's a saltwater lure, but really it works in the freshwater just as well.
No, absolutely. And there's just like surprises that pop up every year. I mean, people try different things. You know, the fish are getting pressured in so many different ways, and you know, being a very skew intensive company, we've got so many options between Rapala and VMC and Storm and Suffix. It's you know, they guys try new tricks and they figure things out and they see how long it'll last before someone else catches on. So it's cool.
Who came up with the idea to put a lip on that 360 GT search bait? Because I think that's a great idea as well. I've had some success already with that this year.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, that's been such a great product for the market. You know, just ready to go. With all the new anglers that are getting into fishing too right now, we've got, you know, that 360 GT is something that guys can throw in a tournament, or any new angler can just pick up and cast. And, you know, so we've continued to change it and bring more innovation to it so you can use it in a ton of different ways.
Yeah, no, it can be used a lot of different ways. Well, I'll tell you, you guys are doing a tremendous job. Your pros do a great job. Or they're great ambassadors for you as well. That's one of the cool things I think about the Rapala guys, is they're all great ambassadors for the brand.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, like we love investing in people, because if investing in the right people and having the relationships is who Rapala is, and we feel like that'll show in our products and it'll show in our brand all the way to the consumer level.
Matt Jensen, Director of Marketing for Rapala and Rapala USA and all our brands, does such a tremendous job. Matt, I appreciate you. We appreciate your support. We're sending out prizes to our fantasy winners that include Rapala prizes as well. So it's really, really cool to have you guys involved with Bassmaster Radio.
And we need more and more people to sign up. You can win every single week. Check out Fantasy Fishing at Bassmaster.com. It's going to be an awesome second year with being the flagship brand behind it.
Matt, have a great week, man.
Thank you so much. Take care.
All right, there you go. Matt Jensen from Rapala, USA. All right, we're going to break in here. When we come back, Buddy Gross joins us. He's up next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. No fishing expos this month? No problem. Enigma Fishing is bringing the deals right to you anyway. How about this? Buy two reels, get a third of equal or lesser value free. Buy two rods, get the third of equal or lesser value free. Two combos, the third is free. Two hoodies, the third is free. Are you getting a drift here? It's three of the same value for the price of two. Or how about six rods or reels for the price of four? The prices were already insanely low, and not a deal is even better. Visit EnigmaFishing.com for more. That's EnigmaFishing.com.
Boots, Bulls, and the Bassmaster Classic. Everything's bigger in Texas. Be at the best 3 days in bass fishing June 11th through 13th. Watch the takeoffs at Ray Roberts State Park at Pilot Point. Then head to Fort Worth for the huge expo with the latest in outdoors and fishing gear at Will Rogers Memorial Center. Then experience the exciting weigh-in shows at Dickey's Arena. Meet Bassmaster pros, win prizes, plenty of activities for the kids, plus all events are free. Catch the fun in Fort Worth at the Academy Sports and Outdoors Bassmaster Classic presented by Hook. Details at Bassmaster.com.
From dawn to midday to dusk, the sun's rays dance across the water and the sparkling light beckons. The abundant shorelines invite you to play or sail or simply behold. This is where champions fish and families gather to unwind. It's Lake Hartwell, and Anderson is the gateway to its wonders. Walk on a pier, float all day, and restore your soul in this beautiful oasis. Visit Anderson, South Carolina's bright spot. Discover more at visitanderson.com and visitlakehartwell.com.
Holy smokes!
There's a way to the top. Bass Nation.
The dream was to fish the Bassmaster Classic.
Started fishing ponds with my grandpa when I was young. Here I am now, third year on the Elite Series.
There's no way I would be living my dream. There's no way I would be fishing the Elite Tour.
For a lot of the guys that work and the weekend guys, that's your only route. Without Bass Nation, I wouldn't be here today.
Find a club near you at Bassmaster.com/nation.
Bass Nation, let me hear you.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now a chance to catch up with a guy. He's had a heck of a week. I mean, you know, we're talking to him before the tournament. He's out there fishing at the St. John's at the APCO Bassmaster Elite at the St. John's River. And depending on when you're listening to this, he may or may not still be on the water, but it's been a heck of a week for him. He finished third in the Rookie of the Year standings. He won at Eufaula. He finished 11th in the Angler of the Year standings and had a heck of a year in his first year on the Bassmaster Elite Tour. He is, of course, Buddy Gross. Buddy, welcome back to the show. How are you, man?
Good, man. Thank you for having me. How you been?
I've been fantastic. Rough week going into this St. John's tournament for you. Had some engine problems and had to get shipped a new boat, so you're running around in a non-wrapped boat. You're not doing one of those things like where you don't want anyone to know where all your honey holes are. That's not what you're doing here, right?
No, I mean, I would love to be able to think that far ahead, but at this point, I'm going to tell you, I'm the guy who likes some stability, and this wasn't stability this week. I've had to do a lot of moving and jiving and making it work. We are back on the water, and we're going to make a go of it. It's just we've had a lot less practice than the other guys, so we're going to just do a little bit of winging it this time, and I don't like it, but we're going to try it and make it work.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about how the season went. Obviously, extremely consistent for you last year, gotten off to a start at an 11th place finish at Palatka, and then the win at Eufaula. Coming that early in the season for you, and then there was the gap, but coming that early in the season for you, did that give you a lot of confidence and comfort that, yeah, you know, I've got the blue trophy under my belt and, you know, kind of changed the way you fish the rest of the year or not?
Absolutely. It gave me the confidence to know I was doing the right thing in the right place and making good decisions. And, you know, it's all about confidence out here on the water. If you're making good decisions, you can carry it through the tournaments. And all year, I was pleased with all my finishes except one, and I just kind of dropped the ball on it. But overall, last year was incredible. I'm really glad to be at Bassmaster.
Yeah. And you have been in the past, of course, you are sponsored by Fish Lake Chickamauga, and you have been a ATM machine at Chick. But this was a different time of year when you guys went there in the fall. You finished 36th. It seemed like all the guys that had great success in the past on Chick kind of struggled with this one. Just talk about that and how difficult that lake can be that time of year.
mean, it was, I knew it was going to be tough. I knew what I felt like it would take to win. And what I thought would win was going to be a top water deal, flipping, frogging, that kind of thing. And it wound up to be the winning deal. I just never found the right fish. I had a bunch of fish, didn't commit. So I was close. I know the very next week I fished a local tournament, actually on the next Saturday and Sunday, which was a classic deal. And the first day I had 26 pounds. So we were close. It was just a week earlier too for me, but you know, man, it's been so good to me. I did a good job winning that one.
I don't understand how these guys let you finish fish these local tournaments, because I know I'm not going to say what waters, but I know you've been banned from a few lakes for cause, you know, for beating these guys' brains in a little bit. You know, at what point in time did they say nobody in this tournament?
It happens off more often than I want it to. When you love fishing like I do, and you just want to go home and hang out with your buddies, and they tell you you can, it hurts your feelings pretty bad. But that particular tournament is the oldest running tournament on the lake, and they've never said no, and I fish them often. So it was CBA is what it was. And they all smile when they say me, and won't take my money.
Yeah. Buddy Gross with us here, talking a little bit about his season last year as things get started with this upcoming season. And a relatively quick turnaround. Of course, it's going to be a busy time for you. You got to get the boat straightened away. But in a couple of weeks, heading up to Knoxville, where the Bassmaster Classic was a couple of years ago. Great fans up there. Tennessee River all the way at the other end. Talk to me about the way it will go for you when you get out of Palatka, get the new rig. You know, it's at least it's kind of on the way. Your home is on the way to Knoxville. What is it going to look like for you for the next couple of weeks before you get up there?
Well, I got to get home and get this other boat fixed, and that's going to be priority. But then I'm just going to start changing tackle around. I know I'm going to need my fur panties for that one. It's going to be cold up. I got to find my long handles and get ready for a total different climate change and a total different stage of fishing. But it's going to be a great tournament. The Tennessee River can show out any minute. But it's going to be a cold tournament. There's a lot of rain coming, so I don't know. It's going to be I'm watching the weather. I've only fished that lake once in my life, so it's going to be new to me again. But I think with it being the Tennessee River, we'll figure out how to make it work.
You know, it's interesting. Whenever I talk to guys, people think that anybody's from that region. You're in Georgia, but you're just over the border from Chattanooga there. And they just think that everybody has fished up there a lot. But you talk to even other guys, Tennessee guys, Brandon Lester, some of the other guys, and people think, you know, just because it's in the state of Tennessee, that's not a place that we fish a lot. And it is that kind of a deal up there, isn't it? I mean, it's kind of an even playing field for a lot of people, because it's really not some place that even guys like David Mullins and some of those guys that live up there in that neck of the woods don't necessarily fish out of that spot in Knoxville very, very often.
Yeah, there's a lot of places in Tennessee to go catch fish, so you don't have to go to some that's not as desirable, but that lake is a great fishery. It has big fish in it. It has two lakes that come together at the dam down there. So you got Teleco that stays really clean and got giant smallmouth in it. And you got Loudon that's more of a stained compound, and it's got a lot of largemouth with mixed in smallmouth. So a man can fish his strengths there. It's just going to be finding the right ones for multiple days is going to be the deal.
I prefer a little bit clearer water. So, you know, I've fished tournaments up there, and I kind of stay in Teleco a little bit more than Loudon. But talk about you. I mean, are you a guy that looks for the stained water as much as possible? Or do you think anybody will be in Teleco, or is this all going to be in Loudon?
Well, Teleco's a run. I mean, it's going to take 45 minutes to get to the dam, roughly, or maybe a little bit less.
Yeah.
But then you got to turn and go up the lake. So, putting in all that Knoxville eliminates a little bit of the time you're going to have there. So I'm going to try to fish lower parts of Teleco and the lower parts of Loudon and anything in between. But I don't see me turning the corner and running way up in Teleco, which may be a good thing. But I'm going to try to stay, you know, in a little bit of stain, but not too dirty if I can.
Yeah, Buddy Gross with us here. All right, let's talk a little bit about something you've got coming up with Bass University. You guys got online classes that you'll be one of the seminar speakers coming up February 16th. People can go to bassu.tv and sign up for this thing, $49.99. It'll be you, Gerald Swindle, and Harvey Horn. Goodness gracious almighty. It's a good thing this is online, because you might have to talk about three rednecks getting together and talking some fishing. I mean, this ought to be fun, even if people aren't fishermen, just to listen to you guys talk about it.
Yeah, it's going to be funny. They're going to be, we're going to all be settled up there, and I don't know who's going to be the craziest one, but I think Swindle will win that one. So, no, we're a good time. It's my first opportunity to do that with them guys, and I'm looking forward to it.
You and Harvey Horn are like brothers from the same mother, I think, a little bit. You know, but you know, it looked like a wrestling tag team or something like that if you guys get together. What is going to be your topic? I understand you're going to be talking some electronics and swim baits and things like that.
Yeah, I'm going to be talking mostly about my setup this year and why I'm running all three brands. And the other one's going to be swim baits. And I'm just going to talk about the ones that I've had very good success with on the tournament trail and just show some what rigs I rigged and show the ins and outs of why I use what I use on my electronics. I think it's going to be very informative, and I think everybody will get a good deal out of it.
It's amazing the number of guys that are running all three brands of electronics this go around. I mean, it is, you know, there's a number of guys that are doing that, and it's kind of fascinating. Is this more of a trial run for you, or is this something you see you doing in the future?
No, we've always kind of done it in secretiveness, you know. But there's always been things that led us to want to do what we're doing. This, you know, and let me just tell you this, it was a very expensive move for me. I have no help on electronics this year other than Sonar Pros jumped in there and give me a little bit of discounts. But other than that, I bought my electronics. So I'm doing this because I think it's the advantage. I'm not doing this for anybody's sponsorship dollars. This is all about what I think it takes to get out here and make a good living now. So, but when you buy all those and you're fishing for a living, if you win one tournament or something, I mean,
well, I mean, let's be honest. At Eufaula, you know, being able to see those brush piles and so on and see what the activity was in there, I mean, that you can tie a lot of your win at Eufaula directly to the electronics.
Absolutely. My whole career has been based off electronics for the most part. I stay off the bank. That may change. I think so many people is going off the bank that, you know, one of these days we're going to have to look at the bank again because it's going to be a good example. John Cox has bait me the last 2 years on Chickamauga. Yeah. And he's fishing banks and trees and stuff like that, and I'm offshore with everybody else. I got 30 people to contend with while he's up there getting everything fresh every day. It makes a big difference. And I'm just not – I know it's going in that direction. It takes me a year to be behind, and then I'll finally say, well, I got to go. So I know it's coming. I'm already talking about it, but I'm not going there myself yet, but I am looking at going in that direction.
Well, it has, though, changed quite a bit. I fish Gunnersville quite a bit, and, you know, the whole ledge thing, it used to be you get out there in the ledges and you just pound away at them and so on, and I don't know. I mean, the fish get conditioned to it. They've kind of scattered more, and it's almost like, you know, I know the grass has changed there, but it's almost like it's happened there as well. It's not so much where, you know, everybody is parked up on the same humps and ledges and shell beds and things like that in Gunnersville in the summertime. Those fish are scattered.
Yeah, it's a very small window that they really congregate on any of that stuff on any of the Tennessee River anymore. So that very small window, you'll just destroy it for a week or so. And then as soon as everybody figures it out and they start getting bait on every day, you know, COVID's changed everything. There's more people on the lake, so these fish aren't getting a break, so they're having to move around.
And you know, and you get Pickwick as well this year, and you know, a little bit earlier than originally was scheduled, but you got to be excited about Pickwick in late March.
Yeah, I'm excited. I've never fished it that time of year. And ironically, again, that's another Tennessee River that I'd only been to twice. Got one FLW Tour win there, and I got a coast of second behind Jack Wheeler. So that's the only two times I've been there. So I'm really looking forward to this time of year because I think the fish will be fresher and less pressure. But I think there's going to be some big weights that tournament.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Buddy Gross has been our guest. Buddy, we appreciate you. Good luck getting the boat fixed. We'll be looking forward to you in the Bass U seminar. That ought to be pretty cool as well. And we just wish you the best of luck this season. Remember, winners, come into the Rapala Winners Circle here on the show. So hopefully we'll be talking to you again like we were after you follow last year.
Might get talked to me a couple of times. It'll be great.
There you go. There you go, buddy. All right, appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that's Buddy Gross doing a tremendous job. Great guy, too. Love that guy. All right, we're going to get a break in here. We'll come back with more right after this. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham. program, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
From dawn to midday to dusk, the sun's rays dance across the water and the sparkling light beckons. The abundant shorelines invite you to play or sail or simply behold. This is where champions fish and families gather to unwind. It's Lake Hartwell, and Anderson is the gateway to its wonders. Walk on a pier, float all day, and restore your soul in this beautiful oasis. Visit Anderson, South Carolina's bright spot. Discover more at visitanderson.com and visitlakehartwell.com.
The season is underway, and it's time for you to bring it. Pit your knowledge against friends and fans everywhere in Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing. It's free, and it starts by signing up. Then pick your five-angler team for each event. The grand prize winner gets a Bass Pro Shop shopping spree, cash, and Rapala prize pack. Total value $20,000. Plus new opportunities, including $4,000 worth of prizes for each individual event winner. Plus another $500 if you're a Bass member. Sign up today and start bringing it at BassmasterFantasy.com.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats, Bassmaster Radio. And now an opportunity to talk to a guy. We talk to him from time to time. Does a great job. He is the executive editor of Bass Publications. You read him on the front page of the Bass Times and then on the back page of the Bassmaster Magazine with the back deck piece. He is, of course, Brian Brasher, and he joins us now. Brian, welcome to the show. How are you, man?
Thank you for having me, man. I feel good, considering all I've been through.
Yeah, it's been a rough few weeks for you since the end of the season. but that's good stuff. You know, it's been such a long off season. It's been, I don't know, days and days and days since the last time we talked about a tournament.
Yeah.
And here we are off and running again with the St. John's River.
Yeah, and I had a lot of anglers calling me throughout that off season asking me where they could get a boat wrapped just a little bit faster.
Yep.
Where they could get batteries installed just a little bit faster.
Yeah.
They didn't have a whole lot of time.
I mean,
this time around,
literally, guys I talked to earlier this week having their boats wrapped the week of the tournament. I mean, you know, it was amazing.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, Buddy Gross joined us on the show today, and he. His boat's not wrapped because he's running a different boat. He had an engine problem, and he's literally running an unwrapped boat, bullet boat for this tournament. And so there's been all kinds of things that have been happening, you know, with these guys with the quick turnaround. But they are happy to get out there. And I think they're happy to do some what for Florida would be, I guess, springtime fishing here, late winter fishing at the St. John's River, at the AFCO Bassmaster Elite at the St. John's River, as opposed to the fall. The fall thing sounded like a great idea, but that was kind of rough. You know, we saw numbers out of
fall. It would have been great if we had hit fall. We sort of, everywhere we went, you could hear that word transition.
Yeah.
They're transitioning to fall. They're not quite there yet, and that's bad. When they're in between making their way from one place to another, they can be hard to pin down, and they were. But still, out of that, we got some entertaining footage with Livesey winning at Chickamauga,
yeah,
with Patrick Walters joining a Central Club at Lake Fork. We there were some positives. There were some tough days of fishing as well.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was always like that one guy. It's like that in all tournaments. There's always somebody that's on them. You know what I mean? Even if you have a really bad day out on the lake and you come in and you say, well, you know, somebody's going to come in with a 20-pound bag or whatever it is for that particular lake. And and that seems to be the way it was, and that's the way it was certainly with the elites. But so much excitement going into this year. You know, more new guys coming in, 100 guys out there fishing. And how about the guys that went through the ground, the grind, the old-fashioned way? I mean, we've talked to a number of them. Greg Hackney said, you know, I didn't want anybody to think that I was just handed this spot to come back. I wanted to earn my way back in there. And you could, guys like Justin Atkins and Jason Christie and Scott Martin put it all on the line out there to work his way on. I think that's what's making this elite field so exciting.
Yeah, I've had it put very firmly to me, don't ever refer to any of those guys as a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
That they're off the rookie table. They've won too much money. They've been around too long. But we do have a good class of rookies coming in. You think about a guy like Matthew Robertson, Brian New. I'm not sure where Darrell Gleason stands in the winnings, whether he'll be eligible for Rookie of the Year or not. But that's another good one, another big hammer, a patch slapper. Tell me you can't win with a name like that. I mean, that just reaches out and slaps you across the face. That's, there's got to be some marketing deals there somewhere for him.
Yeah.
So it's a good class of new young anglers, and then you bring back the Hackney, the Christie, bring back Justin Atkins. We hadn't really had him before, but he's been around in professional fishing for a long time. We bring him over, and then Scott Martin. You know, you're bringing over not only the son of one of the most famous guys to ever fish a bass event, but a guy who had an incredible career himself over on the FLW Tour.
Yeah.
So the level of competition went up when these guys showed up, that's for sure.
There's no doubt about it. And it felt like, I mean, you know, we had such a competitive run over the last few years. We got to know people, you know, the Johnston brothers and Jeff Gustafson and what Paul Mueller has done. And the list goes on and on. Patrick Walters, as you mentioned, and some of the others. You know, so we knew that the field was very, very strong. And now you add in some of these guys. And the one thing that I saw and have heard from talking to guys is the level of appreciation for what they had and what they've got coming back. I mean, you Gerald Swindle and Brandon Polinick last year talked about it, and certainly you hear it when you talk to Jason Christie and to Greg Hackney, and it's just almost like a renewed energy to feel, you know, for what it was when you kind of walk away from it for a minute and then you come back and you realize, you know, what this is all about.
Just 100% back where they belong.
Yeah.
I mean, they saw something intriguing. It went off. They gave it a shot. They didn't care for it. And now they're back where they know they belong. And I think that's got to bring you some peace, the kind of peace that can make them really tough to deal with out on the Elite Series trail now. Their mind is set. Their mind is in one place. They know where they're going to be the rest of their careers.
Yeah.
And that makes a guy like Hackney dangerous. Christie, Palinick, Swindle, when you take one less layer of pressure off of them, I mean, just makes them all the more dangerous.
And it does. You're right. It settles your mind. You don't have that thought process. What if? I wonder if. You know, you don't have to have that because they know what they did and they tried it and they decided that this is what they wanted to do. And as Greg Hackney put it very succinctly, you know, the Bassmaster Classic is the only thing that's not on his resume right now as far as winning a classic. Of course, he won't be eligible for this year in Texas, but you know, you can't just invent that. You can't just go and invent 50 years worth of history like there is with the Classic. And, you know, and that's a big motivating factor for so many of these guys.
Well, I thought that line of conversation was particularly interesting with Scott Martin.
Yeah.
You know, he's not only coming back, he's not looking at his trophy case and seeing no Classic. He's looking at his family's trophy case and seeing no Classic. You know, Roland did everything but win a Classic when he was with Bass. He came close several times and never quite got over the hump. And Scott has made it very clear that he feels like that is unfinished family business. And what a great storyline that will be to follow throughout the year.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Brian Brasher with us, executive editor of Bass Publications, talking about this season. And as things have gotten going here at the St. John's River, of course, the Bassmaster live coverage at Bassmaster.com. But the added caveat of live coverage on the Saturday and Sunday morning of each of these events all the way through the season on FS1, 3 hours of live coverage beginning 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Central Time. And it was something that kind of – it was one of the shining lights that came out of a miserable sports summer last year with COVID was this space that was opened up, you know, on ESPN2 where they carried live bass fishing. And lo and behold, 6, 7, 8 million people were taking it in. I made the analogy then of it being almost like the birth of NASCAR in terms of the nation seeing what these guys have been doing for a number of years. And, you know, FS1 jumps in and says, we want to do that every single week. And now to have that in every single tournament, three full days of live coverage of the Classic coming up. I mean, it's just amazing. It's amazing for the guys. It's amazing for the industry, the sponsors, and everyone associated with it.
I know so many people who always watch Bassmaster live on Bassmaster.com, but they get so excited over the idea of just being able to flip on the TV, and there's Zona and Tommy Sanders and Dave Mercer and Such, and it thrills them to death. And I think it will take fishing to audiences who haven't seen it before. Now, are you going to bring in a big new brigade of fans that way? I don't really know, but you're going to bring in some, and then those are going to bring in some, and slowly but surely, you will build a new segment. So I think it's just going to be so much fun. It's going to be great to get up on Championship Sunday of an event and see that there they are, the first 3 hours. A lot of times, a tournament is decided during the first 3 hours of Championship Sunday. Mm-hmm. And people will get a live look at that. I think that is just huge, and I'm looking forward to it just as a viewer.
Yeah, it's going to be tremendous. And then, of course, it'll revert back over to Bassmaster Live. We'll be back, of course, on Bassmaster.com, where people can consume it right through the end, and then the weigh-ins with Dave Mercer all the way through. And another unique thing is going to be on those Saturday and Sunday mornings when FS1 has exclusive coverage of the leaders, the rest of the field basically being covered at Bassmaster.com with Ronnie Moore and Dave Suchin, and they're going to be, giving us a deeper dive into things over there. I mean, you know, Ronnie, he's young. I mean, he's going to be running back and forth between those two studios because he'll be still doing that, the screen of knowledge on the fantasy fishing, if you will, but it's going to be really fascinating to see that as well.
Hey, Ronnie got his baptism by fire in 2020 when he did Opens Live.
Yeah.
And did just a fantastic job with it. And hopefully he'll get more opportunities to do that kind of thing in the future. But, yeah, the fact that we'll have both going on at once at certain times, it's just going to be great. The more coverage we can give people, the better we feel about it. And the more they're going to say with the sport.
Yeah. I like the way this schedule sets up as well. There's the two-week gap. Go up to the head end of the Tennessee River in Knoxville. That's going to be, fascinating. You got some Tennessee River lakes in there with Pickwick. We haven't been there in a while. Of course, Gunnersville as well. Neely Henry. I mean, this is a really good run. You got a Texas run. They're kind of bunched up the tournaments in Texas as well. So from an elite standpoint, there's a real good consistent flow, Lord willing, and we don't have problems with COVID and everything else. There's a real nice flow to the way this schedule works out.
Summertime in New York and Vermont, they're worse places to be.
Yeah.
You know, we'll have some nice weather up there, some good fishing on two good fisheries to finish things up. Like you say, I think there is a nice flow to the schedule. A lot of that is the result of us having to move the Bassmaster Classic back from March to June, but I think that's going to work out well. I think it's going to give people an opportunity to use it as a family vacation for an actual summer vacation for a change, rather than the ones we've had in the past few years that were a little bit frigid. And for this one, they may need bottles of water and coolers. But it'll be different. It'll be fun. Kids will be out of school, and I think we can have a great tournament and a great expo, Lord be willing.
Yeah.
I hope we're done with all this craziness by then, and we can have it packed.
Yeah, no, it is. It's going to be fantastic. And somebody said, it looks like ICAST and the Bassmaster Classic come together this summer, which could be. I mean, it could be that kind of an expo out there at Lake Ray Roberts. That's going to be fascinating stuff to watch. And fantasy fishing as well. I mean, it continues to be outstanding. Rapala, and their support of fantasy fishing, and more people than ever get involved with fantasy as well.
We get more calls at Bass, at the Birmingham offices of Bass, about fantasy fishing. And a lot of them are just, it's information people could have found easily on the website. I think they're just so excited about it, they want to talk to somebody. Mm-hmm. So they'll call and they'll ask a simple question about how to set their team. And Wolf Rapala has stepped up big time with fantasy fishing as a whole, and it has become its own entity, that's for sure. I wish I was eligible to win. I told them if they'd start an office pool in there and put some money on it, I would go really hard at it. But well, I didn't want to do that.
You listen, you can go in the Bassmaster Radio group and win great prizes if you can win our group. I mean, there's a few hundred people involved in that. So, you know, just jump in our group and we'll send you an Enigma rod and reel if you win. I mean, come on. I mean, all you got to do is jump in there and play with us. So that'll be good stuff.
Yeah. As well. I may do that, but I like money. Green money.
Yeah, we're not sending cash out like they are. All right, well, appreciate you so much. Continue the great work. I hope you're feeling better, and we'll look forward to reading you in the front end of the Bass Times and the back end of Bassmaster Magazine.
Okay, man, I appreciate it. I appreciate you having me on.
All right, thank you. That's Brian Brasher training us there. We'll take a break. We'll come back, wrap it up right after this. Phoenix Boats, Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Five fish for 22 pounds even, becoming a two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year.
Hi, I'm Gerald Swindle, Bassmaster member. I don't care if I'm in California, Oregon, or France. If I see a bass sticker in a window of a truck or a car, I got something in common with that person. Why don't you come and join me and you be a member?
Get these free gifts when you join today, a $50 value. Go to Bassmaster.com/join and become a member of America's leading bass fishing organization.
It's time for another great sweepstakes giveaway from your friends at Bassmaster. Just visit Bassmaster.com and click on sweepstakes for a chance to win in the Bassmaster Weekly Winner Giveaway. One winner each week through January will win a $1,000 Bass Pro Shops gift card, and you can enter every day for your chance to win. Just visit Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes for details and to enter now. It's the Bassmaster Weekly Winner Giveaway at Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes. No fishing expos this month? No problem. Enigma Fishing is bringing the deals right to you anyway. How about this? Buy two reels, get a third of equal or lesser value free. Buy two rods, get the third of equal or lesser value free. Two combos, the third is free. Two hoodies, the third is free. Are you getting a drift here? It's three of the same value for the price of two. Or how about six rods or reels for the price of four? The prices were already insanely low, and not a deal is even better. Visit EnigmaFishing.com for more. That's EnigmaFishing.com.
This is Bassmaster Radio. The fish are in the live well, and we're heading for the dock. Now, back to Tom Abraham.
Final segment of Phoenix Post Bassmaster Radio, and as we add this show back to the dock, let's take a look at some news and notes from around the pond. AFCO is expanding its partnership with BASS. The brand, renowned for its performance fishing clothing and precision tackle, will now serve as a supporting sponsor for the Bassmaster Tournament Trail and outfit all staff and marshals at these events. Now, speaking of gear, get your official Bassmaster merchandise at Bassmaster.shop. Hats, shirts, hoodies, and more from all your favorite outdoor brands in great Bassmaster styles. Plus, Bassmaster.shop has official BASS Nation merchandise. Shop for yourself or get gifts for your family and friends. Look for great deals every week at Bassmaster.shop, the only place to buy official Bassmaster and Bassmaster Classic gear. Now, with a new year comes all new way to watch Bassmaster Live. As always, days 1 and 2 available at Bassmaster.com. And then for days 3 and 4, FS1 will have exclusive live morning coverage of the leaders, while Bassmaster.com has extended coverage of the field. Afternoon coverage on days 3 and 4 as well at Bassmaster.com, including the weigh-ins, will all be at Bassmaster.com. Other streaming options will be available on the Fox Sports Go app. Look for replays during the week as well on the Fox Sports family of networks. Sign up for Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing with prizes for 1st through 20th place in each elite event and the Bassmaster Classic. Plus, one grand prize winner will receive a $15,000 Bass Pro Shop shopping spree, $5,000 in cash, and a variety prize pack from Rapala, a total value of more than $20,000. In fact, a grand total of more than $90,000 in prizes are available this year. So visit BassmasterFantasy.com to register, and each week's event is a new event, so you can compete week by week as well. And don't forget to join our Bassmaster Radio group, and you can win tremendous prizes from Rapala, Enigma Fishing, Phoenix Boats, Missile Baits, and visit Anderson.com. Just go to the Groups button and search Bassmaster Radio. Now, a quick look at the upcoming schedule. Next on the Elite Series is the Bassmaster Elite at the Tennessee River out of Knoxville, February 25th through the 28th. And the BassPro.com Bassmaster Southern Open at the Harris Chain is coming up March 4th through the 6th. I, for one, am looking forward to that. Remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at Bassmaster.com/radio, or just hit the watch button and click on Bassmaster Radio. And check out our new YouTube channel, Largemouth Marketing, for select angler interviews. Until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.